We listen to Ronnie. Ronnie remembers the oldies, the 50s and 60s. We listen to Ronnie. Ronnie remembers the ballads, the rock tunes, the songs we all dance to, the girl groups and boy groups, solos and doo-wops. He talks to the stars of the stage shows and sock hops. We listen to Ronnie. Ronnie remembers the oldies, the 50s and 60s.
The song of love is a sad song. Hi, Lily, hi, Lily, hi, lo. The song of love is a song of woe. Don't ask me how I know. The song of love is a sad song. Oh, I have not any soul. Hi, Lily, hi, Lily, hi, lo, hi, lo. Hi, Lily, hi, Lily, hi, lo. Hi, Lily, hi, Lily, hi, lo, hi, lo.
Hi, Lily.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, lo.
Wow, Lily Bryant.
It's a joy to be talking to you and walking down memory lane. Before La-Di-Da, growing up, you must have had, I assume, interest in listening to music. Maybe there were some singers you particularly liked prior to meeting with Frank Slay and Bob Crew. So could you tell us a little bit about where did you grow up and what music were you listening to?
Well, I was born in Newburgh, New York. It's about, 1.5 hours from New York City.
You say so. And yeah, all right. Good.
I always loved music ever since I can remember. I started singing in the church and was doing that for quite a while. And very interesting. I, at the age of 14, appeared on the Apollo Amateur Night. I did a Ruth Brown song, Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean.
I love that song. I love everything that Ruth Brown did.
And I won second prize.
That's great.
But, you know, basically, I have to say, as a little girl, my grandmother used to go to New York City because her brother lived there, and she used to take me to the Apollo Theater because I loved music. So she would take me there, you know, to look at some of the acts. And I'll never forget Ronnie sitting in there at the Apollo Theater. And I said to myself as a little girl, one day I'm going to be on that stage as an actual star.
Actual star.
That's right. That's right. So that's one of the greatest thrills of my life, when Billy and Lily start at the Apollo Theater in the Battle of the Duos with Mickey and Sylvia.
There was your dream.
That was a dream come true.
Besides Ruth Brown, there must have been some other entertainers that you enjoyed.
Dinah Washington was my favorite singer.
Dinah, is there anyone finer? Any male singer you'd like to mention?
I loved Nat King Cole and many others.
I want to thank you for being one of the participants in the recent Bob Crew special that I did, which was called Bob Crew, the Master in the Music. That is on the Jersey Girls Sing website, where you found this show, along with Lily Bryant, 37 other people paying tribute to the great Bob Crew. And speaking of Bob Crew, and also his partner, Frank Slay, how did you get to meet them?
I was performing in New York City, working at different clubs. At that time, they had the shows, you know, the comedian, dancer, and singer. The dancer heard me singing, and she said, I have a friend named Billy Ford. He has a group called Billy Ford and the Thunderbirds.
Billy Ford's Thunderbirds consisted of several musicians and some singers as well, right?
Yeah, musicians, keyboard man, bass player, drummer, saxophone player. And Billy did the trumpet, and another female singer, because he always used two females in the group. She said, I'm going to tell him about you. So I said, okay. But what happened, at the time, Billy was entertaining the troops over in Goose Bay, Labrador. So it was maybe about 6, 8 weeks, 2 months before he came back to the States. So I hadn't heard anything in reference to what she said she was going to do. But then one day the phone rang, and it was Billy Ford.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I'd like to have you to come in and audition for me. So I said, okay. So anyway, the day he set up for the audition, it just so happened that Frank Slay and Bob Crew were there to listen to to him because they knew that with the group, he had girl singers. And they wanted a duo situation. So that's what they came that day. But they didn't know anything about me because I wasn't even involved with Billy's group at that time. But it just so happened, you're talking about Faith, the one girl that he had with the group, she didn't show up because she was sick.
You were at the right place.
Right place at the right time.
And at the right time. This was an audition, but it was supposed to be an audition for Billy Ford.
Right.
And it turned out to be, unbeknownst to everybody, including you and him, it was an audition for Frank Slay and Bob Crew. Great story. I love that story.
They said to Billy, because he had told them the singer with his group was not there that day. So they said, well, who is this young lady? So he said, well, she's here to audition for me. So they said, well, we'd like to hear what she sounds like. Now, you have to understand, I had no connection to Billy at that time. So anyway, I got up and I sang a Ruth Brown tune.
She's your good luck charm.
Yes, yes, yes. They looked at one another and said, wow, we like her sound. Went into the briefcase, pulled out la-di-da, and said to Billy, let's hear the two of you sing this together. Now, understand. Billy, I had not said he was going to hire me. This was something his, a woman. Here, I'm just meeting this young woman, and now they want me to sing a song with her? So, but you see how fate works? So anyway, Frank went to the piano, started playing la-di-da. We started singing it together. Frank and Bob looked at one another and said, wow, we love this sound. We have our duo. So you have to understand, it was like they are the ones who put me with Billy, not Billy.
La-di-da by Billy and Lily.
I was just totally amazed. You know, here I am, 17 years old, in a studio making a recording. It was a lot for a 17-year-old girl to digest.
And he was 32 at the time, 15 years older than you.
Now, his group was actually known as Billy Ford's Thunderbirds.
Yes, and that's what he wanted the record to have. He did not want Billy and Lily on that.
Interesting.
He wanted Billy Ford's Thunderbirds. Frank and Bob, they wanted their own duo.
So it was an unintentional duo as far as Billy Ford was concerned. Let's go through the songs. The lyrics to La-Di-Da mentioned several hit songs of the day. My Special Angel was a big hit for Bobby Helms.
Yeah.
And then Bebop Baby, Ricky Nelson. And then Little Bitty, blah, 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 say that five times. Little Bitty Pretty Pet was actually a reference
Little
to
Bitty Pretty One
by Thurston
Harris.
And then Lotta Lovin' was by a rockabilly singer named Gene Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
Lips of Wine by Andy Williams.
Right.
Just Born by Perry Como. And last but not least, which
Silhouette.
Is Silhouettes. You actually sang the lyric Silhouette singular there, but it was a reference to Silhouettes by the Rays.
The Rays.
Nothing like plugging all of those songs, including one that those two guys wrote. Slay and Crew, of course, wrote Silhouettes.
Right.
I am Ronnie Allen, and I'm so pleased to be talking with Lily Bryant of Billy and Lily. The follow-up record to La Di Da was Happiness. Unfortunately, it didn't become a huge hit, so there was a little bit of unhappiness with that one, but I do remember every day on American Bandstand, they had a dance contest, and Dick Clark would say, okay, here's our dance contest, and here's Billy and Lily and Happiness, and they played it for how many weeks, dance contest?
Oh, it was, wow, they played that for quite a few weeks.
I bet you watched it quite often, watching them dance to your record. That was like a Chalypso, wasn't it?
Yeah, what? In fact, Chalypso, that term was created for Billy and Lily.
I did not know that. So
yeah.
You were responsible for
the Chalypso dance craze.
Well, I love this recording, and I don't know why it didn't become a huge hit. It deserved to, but here it is right now. This is Billy and Lily with Happiness.
Yeah, yeah, happiness. Yeah, yeah, happiness. Some people think that happiness is money in the bank and lots of cash. Cash, 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 cash. But money means so much less than happiness. Yeah, yeah. Both of us agree that it's absolutely free. Gotta start, start from the heart. Our love is sweet, so that is a happiness. Yeah, yeah. Oleo, oleo, if I were there, oleo. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Corimbo, corimbo, now let the band begin. Around the bush with a love so great. Great. Make a date. Then open up the treasure chest. All the happiness. Yeah, yeah.
Happiness, and moving right along to a record that became your second biggest hit, and it was a top 20 record, and it was called Lucky Ladybug.
Loved Lucky Ladybug. I really did.
Was Billy as enthusiastic about the songs, knowing that they were going to be Billy and Lily records, or he just kind of went along for the ride?
You know, he went along for the ride. I'll never forget his manager told him, he said, Billy, you should be excited about the fact you have this young woman. You should really center the act around her. You know, she can sing. She's beautiful.
That's fine.
He resented it, though, sad to say.
I guess he wanted the focus to be on Billy Ford's Thunderbirds, so he kind of looked at the musical situation in a different light from the way Frank Slay and Bob Crew did.
He just couldn't handle it. His wife's name was Lily. Yeah.
Oh, God.
In fact, the people where they live, because they're from New Jersey, Bloomfield, New Jersey, they thought when they heard the record hit the scene that it was Billy and his wife. Talking about coincidence.
But we'll talk about Lucky Ladybug right now. You love the song, and it's about all these lucky things that we all wish for. And you were wishing for another big hit, and you got it. And as was the case with La Di Da, Lucky Ladybug also mentioned the names of several hits of the day. So with that in mind, please listen carefully, because there may be a surprise quiz.
Lucky Ladybug, Lucky Ladybug. Oh, Lucky Ladybug. Lady
silver dollar rabbit's foot. With a four-leaf clover and a horseshoe, wishbone shamrock got me shook. Singing abracadabra in a cat's pie. I wonder, wonder if you love me. Guess I'll ask the star above me when the moon is bright canary yellow. It'll really be amazing if that crystal ball I gaze and says I'll always be your steady fellow. Ladybug, silver dollar, rabbit foot, with a four-leaf clover and a horseshoe, wishbone shamrock got me shook. Singing abracadabra in a cat's pie.
Though your words are smooth and soothing, don't you feel it's time for grooving? Come on, Daddy, rock me while the band is rolling.
Uh-huh.
Keep it cool, my ducky lucky baby doll. Our love is lucky. When you walk me down the aisle, we'll do it strolling.
Ladybug, silver dollar, rabbit foot, with a four-leaf clover and a horseshoe, wishbone shamrock got me shook. Singing abracadabra in a cat's pie. Stupid Cupid gave us fever and an itchy, twitchy feeling, and the green mosquito must have bit us. Got us rocking like two robins, making moon talking, bobbing like a firefly, fishing and a slashing. Ladybug, silver dollar, rabbit's foot, with a four-leaf clover and a horseshoe, wishbone shamrock got me shook. Singing abracadabra in a cat's pie. Lucky ladybug, lucky ladybug.
Lucky Ladybug, Billy and Lily. Okay, here is the surprise quiz. What would the eight songs refer to in the lyrics of that song? You're on your honor to grade yourself accordingly. Stupid Cupid by Connie Francis. Fever by Peggy Lee. Itchy Twitchy Feeling by Bobby Hendrix. The Green Mosquito by the Toon Rockers. Rockin' Robin by Bobby Day. Moon Talk by Perry Como. Firefly by Tony Bennett. And Splish Splash by Bobby Darin. Wow. We have one more Billy and Lily record that we're going to play. It's called Bells, Bells, Bells. And I seem to recall that this was a recording that inspired Bob Crew to act a little bit loony and try to find sound effects that would be...
Oh, my great.
He actually ran around the studio saying, anybody have any bells?
Yeah, trying to get every sound, bells.
Oh, gosh. The title, of course, refers to wedding bells.
Right. Bells. And you know that song was put on a CD that had other wedding songs on it.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah.
Back then, they didn't have anything called CDs. Back then, it was LPs,
yeah, LPs
and singles.
Yeah.
A very catchy song. We're going to listen to it right now. This is Billy and Lily. And what's the song called, Lily?
Bells, Bells, Bells.
Wedding bells, the double ring,
Bells, 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 Lily Bryant along with Billy Ford. Billy and Lily. And I guess the one thing that he was probably happy about, if he's looking for any happiness on his end, was that they put his name first. It wasn't Lily and Billy, it was Billy and Lily. You did actually perform at the Apollo Theater as Billy and Lily, right?
Yes, we did. In fact, that was the greatest thrill of my life when I stood out there on 125th Street looking up at that marquee and seeing my name up there, because it was a flashback to that little girl who used to sit there and watch shows at the Apollo Theater.
Wow. You perform with Mickey and Sylvia?
Yeah, we did a battle of the duels.
I don't know if I should say who won. They didn't actually have a winner.
No, we didn't actually have a winner. Do you know, Ronnie, one of the greatest thrills for me was when we appeared on the Patti Page Big Record Show.
Oh, I remember that show.
Oh, she was such a lovely person. The Everly Brothers was on that show that night with us.
You also did the Alan Freed Rock and Roll Show?
Oh, yes. We did a six-week tour. And on that tour was Chuck Berry, Frankie Lyman.
The Big Bopper, I see, was on that show,
too. Yeah, the Big Bopper, Chantels.
And you appeared on American Bandstand.
Several times. But then he had a night show.
Oh, the one on Saturday night.
We did that.
Before we get to your solo records, I found a couple of other Billy and Lily recordings that probably most people don't know about, but they're going to know about them now because we're going to play them. One of them was about a cat. Who was the cat, Lily?
Aloysius Horatio Thomas, the cat.
It's another Frank Slay, Bob Crew creation.
Yes, it was. I thought it was such a cute tune.
You just let the cat out of the bag.
Aloysius Horatio Thomas, the cat.
Got one more Billy and Lily recording. This one is called The Greasy Spoon. What can you tell me about The Greasy Spoon?
You know, Frank and Bob came up with some crazy lyrics, man. It was like, wow.
The Greasy Spoon.
making hamburgers for the men who drive a truck. She was a mainliner in Philadelphia that's considered upper crust. Though they loved each other, her stuffy father had forbidden them to speak. So they get together within the shadows from the moonlight on the street. Love, love will surely find a way. Greedy spoon. So he got a ladder and pushed it underneath her window to elope. She was so excited, she doted on each word her handsome hero spoke. Now, 3 long years later, they're selling hamburgers at 40 cents a piece. Though it ain't no palace, they both look happy on their cloud of smoke and grease. Love, love will surely find a way. Love, by a diner needs the moon. Love, love will surely win the day, okay. Love, love beside the greasy spoon.
When did you and Billy split up?
Billy and I split up in 1959.
A lot of people are wondering what happened to Billy Ford, who was actually around 15 years older than you. Billy passed away sometime in the 80s, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, around 85, I think.
I assume it was somewhat unexpected because you and he were talking about possibly working together again?
About 8 or 9 months prior to his passing, we're talking about the possibility of reuniting.
Lily, not only were you releasing Billy and Lily records, but at the same time, you were also releasing some solo records, and they were produced by Slay and Crew.
Right.
You had Billy and Lily out there, and you also had Lily out there without Billy. We're going to play a few of those solo records right now. Although they didn't become national hits, they did become regional hits in certain areas of the country. They got a lot of play. So let's talk about one called Smoky Gray Eyes. Inspired by the Stroll. This was a Stroll record.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Because remember the Diamonds had that Stroll record?
Oh, yes.
Dick Clark used to play Smoky Gray Eyes, and the kids would do the Stroll on it.
Attention.
of old Smokey Gray Eyes. Okay, very good. Smokey Gray Eyes. All right, and then you did a song called, and I want to make sure I get this title right, it's not Good Morning Baby, it's Good Good Morning Baby. There's a couple of goods. It was kind of extra good. Good Good Morning.
Right. Oh, I loved that. I just loved the song.
And after the title, we'll hear a musical question from Lily Bryant. Reminiscing with Lily Bryant, formerly of Billy and Lily. Now we're talking about her solo recordings, which came out at the same time she was part of Billy and Lily. She wore a couple of hats, so to speak. Many, many years after you did this particular song we're about to play, Kenny Rogers was singing this little advice.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Kenny's record was called The Gambler. And that song, by the way, was written by Don Schlitz. But what a lot of people don't know is you, Lily Bryant, recorded a song called The Gambler. What can you tell me about your Gambler record?
Well, it was a beautiful song, and Billy had a beautiful trumpet solo on it. In fact, the record starts off with his trumpet solo.
On the game of love, all
Record from that period of time before we bring this up to date and ask you about what you've been doing recently. There's a song called I'll Never Be Free, and the biggest recording commercially of that song was a duet by K-Star and Tennessee Ernie. But also, Dinah Washington did a version of that song.
Yes, she did. I said I'd like to do that song because it was one of my favorite songs by Dinah.
I'll never be free. Be free.
Breakup of Billy and Lily, you've continued to sing on and off, primarily in the Newburgh area, doing jazz, Ruth Brown, Dinah Washington, and also your two biggest hits, La Di Da and Lucky Ladybug.
Right.
Right now, I have a track. This is not a live recording. This is one that you just went into the recording studio and did. It's unreleased, and I'm talking about My Old Flame.
Right.
So when did you do this one?
Oh, that's been about 10 years ago now.
And that, of course, was an old song.
Yes, and it was a Dinah Washington tune.
My old flame. I can't even think of his name, though it's funny now and then how my thoughts keep going back again to my loves, they all seem so safe. Though I haven't met a gent more magnificent or elegant as my old flame, I've met so many guys with fascinating ways, fascinating gaze in their eyes, some who shot me up to the sky, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of his name, though I'll never, never, never be the same until I discover what became of my
I loved all of Dinah's music. In fact, I do a tribute to Dinah. If you go on YouTube, you'll pull it up.
I just did that, in fact, and I typed in Lily Howard and also Kitano, K-I-T-A-N-O. And the song you're singing there is This Bitter Earth, which is part of your tribute to Dinah Washington. I know that people who are listening to this interview can see how diversified you are. You do such a variety of music.
A mix of stuff. And I play, too, with Sheila Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a jazz singer. It's called the Beatnik Cafe.
And where did you do this?
New York City, off Broadway.
And I have a brief description here. It says, it interwove songs with stories and writings by Jack Kerouac, Allen Ginsberg, and other Beat Generation writers.
We did it in New York a few times, and then we did it in Massachusetts.
Lily, before we play our final recording, which is a song we heard earlier in the show, but it's a new version of it by you, I know there's something that's very important to you that you want to mention, so the floor is yours.
Well, I just wanted to mention to my listening audience that I am an ordained evangelist. I have been so since 1980, and I have been writing gospel tunes. And also would like to share with them, I am also a columnist with the Hudson Valley Press. And my column is called Lily's Point of View. And that's www.hvpress.net. But I also now have the column on Facebook, Lily's Point of View on Facebook.
And we've got to point out that Lily is spelled L-L. No, it's not. If I do it that way, you're a llama, L-L-A-M-A. No, L-I-L-L-I-E, apostrophe S, Lily's Point
right.
of View.
I did a rewrite. I don't know if you remember. Gladys Knight's You're the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me.
Yeah, sure.
And James Cleveland did a rewrite on it and said, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Oh.
Well, I did a rewrite on Alfie, and it's called Since You Came Into My Life, Jesus. Since you came into my life, Jesus.
Oh, I see.
Life has so much more meaning to me.
Beautiful.
And I have also did a rewrite on Lionel Richie's Still, and it's called He's Coming Soon.
Have you written original gospel songs? I mean, not based on existing songs?
Yes, I have written some original tunes, yeah. I just want to share something with
sure.
you.
Sure, yeah.
This was back in 76, 77, something like that. Prior to that day, we had had an evangelist that come to the church, and the message was Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. and it was talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, and David, and all of the lions, and all that. The next day, I was on my way to work, and I was walking down South Street, which is the street I was walking down to my job, because I was the assistant manager of Newburgh Housing Authority at that time. I had on a bright orange dress, perfume, hairspray, everything that would attract bees, I had it on. When I got to the corner of South Street and Liberty Street, I heard a voice very clearly, and it kept saying, cross the street, but I kept walking. And I got down in the middle of that block, not knowing it was an upset beehive. There were thousands of bees. Now, here I have everything on that would attract a bee. My senses were dulled. I saw the bees, but I did not hear the buzz, and I didn't get upset. I didn't scream or holler. I just kept walking. When I got to the corner, my senses were returned back to me, and I saw all those bees, and I said, oh, my God. And so there was a school crossing guard, because it was a school right across from that, and I hollered out to the guard, a crossing guard. Let the principal know they should call the beehive people, because when kids come out there, know what's going to happen. I went down, continued down the hill, went into my office. Mm-hmm. About 35, 40 minutes later, I was looking up out the window, up the hill. I saw the beehive man there with his gear.
Oh.
Ronnie, do you not know? They said there was around 20 to 25,000 bees. Do you not know that as I was watching that, the spirit said to me, Jesus, the same yesterday and today and forevermore. Just like in Daniel in the lion's den, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, I protected you.
Wow.
So I'm the same God today as I was back then. Chills went all through
me. Well, you not only protected you, but because you were then the messenger and informed the person that needed to be informed, you were responsible what you did for protecting other people.
Those children. And I know that that was God, because, Ronnie, I am petrified of one bee. I've almost caused car accidents with a bee getting in the car, and I'm trying to get away from it. So I know that God protected me from reacting to that, because I would have been dead. That's why I know. No one can tell me that God is not real. There is no way. Ever anyone could tell me that.
And before we close, I do want to mention one other thing. You were in politics in your hometown of Newburgh.
2007, I ran for mayor, and I didn't lose by many votes.
Well, on the bright side, Lily, your opponent didn't win by many votes. You lost by how many votes?
100 votes.
Did you demand a recount? No.
Well, I just wanted to share that with you,
that's
show
fine.
The many facets of Lily Bryant Howard.
Lily, I want to thank you so very much for taking the time to walk down memory lane through the Billy and Lily days and to bring us up to date on what you've been doing recently.
Well, let me say to you, it's an honor of doing this show with you, and thank you so much for not forgetting me.
I would never forget you. I'm going to close the show right now with an updated version of La Di Da. When did you do this?
I must have done this around maybe 10 years ago. It never was released.
Well, I got to tell you, Lily, I listened to it, and probably just my imagination, but I imagined that I was hearing a rap group doing part of this with you. Well, we'll see. We opened the show by me saying, hi, Lily, and I'm going to close the show. I'm going to play this record, and right now, I'm going to say, bye, Lily.
Bye, Ronnie.
Up and down my spine, it's true, cause we got special. Yeah, the diva's back. She's fine, she's wise, and that's a fact. Diva Lily, it's always good to have you back. Oh, yeah, the diva, Diva Lily is back.
I'm a special angel, a peace offering. My diva's
Remembers the oldies, the 50s and 60s.